Hello, everybody. Welcome to Financial Fridays with Dawn, where I come to you each and every Friday and empower you to live a happier, healthier, and wealthier lifestyle. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about how to get out of debt and stay out of debt once and for all. So let's just jump right into it. First, what exactly is debt? Well, debt is having anything that you can pay from your monthly cash flow in full. So that way you're forced to either have to go borrow or from yourself and pay yourself back with interest, which most people never do, or you're forced to go charge on your credit cards. So that's a quick definition of debt. And now before we talk about how we're going to get out of debt, let's talk about why we're in debt. There's many reasons. The main reason that people get into debt is something tragic happens, like maybe they have some unexpected medical emergency. So that is an unforeseen event that no one could have predicted happened. So that's why it's good to have an emergency fund. But the other debt I'm talking about kind of has a more personal and emotional feel to it. It's because people really aren't happy with themselves, so they're just buying things to help keep up with the Joneses. So really, you got to sit back and evaluate, why do you really need this? Things are not going to make you happy. People and experiences will. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Go out in nature, go for a nice walk, meditate, get to know yourself. Because once you're happy with yourself, debt's not going to be an issue. Most people are either overeating, gambling, accruing debts, because again, they're trying to fill a void within themselves. And that is so easy to change. So again, it's just getting in touch with yourself, becoming happy. And a key to do that is through meditation. But let's get back to the financial aspect now that we talked about the emotional aspect. So one thing you might want to do if you're a homeowner, you might want to see if you could refi your mortgage if it makes sense to get rid of some of that debt, because you could get a tax deduction with a mortgage where you can't deduct the interest on your credit card. So that may or may not be an option for you. You should check with your mortgage broker or with a financial advisor. Another option that used to be good, which now we can't because you can't deduct home equity loans, but that was an option, but that's no longer viable today. So there's two methods that will help you actually get out of debt sooner. One is called the debt snowball method, which I'm sure many of you heard Dave Ramsey out there, and that's what he talks about. And that's what he's known for. He's great at getting people out of debt. Aside from that, we'll just leave it at that. He's great at getting people out of debt. So with the debt snowball method, what happens is, we'll take two credit cards that we have. Let's say we have one that's $500 and it has a 13% interest rate with a monthly payment of $25, the minimum payment. The next credit card is $1,000 and has a 19% interest rate and the minimum payment is $50. So that's $75. Now let's say in working with a planner such as myself, you find an extra $100. So now that's $175. So what you'll do is you'll take the extra $100 and throw it on the smallest payment. So make $125 onto that $500 credit card payment. And then the next time you pay until that's paid off in full, then you take the full $175 once that smaller card is paid off and attack it to the second credit card. So now what's good about this is that you're taking the smallest amounts that you have and paying those off first. So a lot of people who need the motivation, this works great because you're accomplishing stuff, crossing cards off your list. So to summarize, make a list of all your credit cards from the smallest payment to the largest and start tackling those one by one. Now, the other way that makes more financial sense is called the debt avalanche method, which again, we're going to line up all our credit cards, but now we're going to take the highest interest rate first and line them up that way and pay the most that you can to that credit card and pay the minimums on everything else. Now, once that credit card is done, again, we take that money and apply it to the next second highest interest rate, and so on until we're out of debt. Now, I said that makes the most financial sense, but people, money isn't always about financial stuff, it's personal. So to some people who need the motivation, the snowball method, the first method, is gonna be the best way to do that. Again, because people like to get motivated and see debts being disappearing to keep them doing that. So those are the two great methods besides refinancing to get out of credit card debt. Now let's talk about how are we going to stay out of credit card debt once we do get out of debt. One, again, we're going to make sure we have an emergency fund. That should be about 2, 3 to 6 months expenses, depending on the type of job you're in. If you have a salary job, 2 to 3 months should be fine. But if you're self-employed, you want to have up to about 6 months. That'll make it a little bit easier because there's fluctuations as you're self-employed. So that's the number one thing. Obviously, also, you don't want to spend more than you earn. So reevaluate that budget. Go back to one of my former videos and we could look at how you do that. And then also, when we get back to, remember when I was talking about these tanks, we're going to save money in our safe tank here, the green tank, which I'm not good at doing this here. And that way, once you have enough in that, you're going to collateralize that. What that means is that you have money, but you're going to use someone else's money. So your money is going to sit in that tank, earning uninterrupted compound interest while you go get that vehicle or whatever it is that you need. So those are my tips for today on how to get out of debt. Obviously, if you have any more questions, if you want me to help you with your personal situation, you could give me a call at 215-660-0288 or go to my website, which is dsfinancialstrategies.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel where I'll be posting all these videos as well. That is also DS Financial Strategies. And my disclaimer is I am an investment advisor representative of Caitlin John Private Wealth Management. And DS Financial Strategies and Caitlin John are non-affiliated entities. So as always, I empower you to live a happier, healthier, and wealthier lifestyle. So until next Friday, I hope you guys all enjoy your weekend. Have a great day.